Lawmakers have until September 30th to pass a spending bill and avoid a government shutdown. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York said a bill to fund the government will likely pass the democratically controlled Senate. But he called on the Republican-controlled House to reach across the aisle and get something done.
I hope House Republicans, I implore House Republicans, to recognize that time is short to keep the government open, and that the only way we will finish the appropriations process is through bipartisanship.
Schumer said funding for relief for the victims of the Maui wildfire and Hurricane Idalia victims in Florida, Georgia, and other southeastern states is on the list of urgent items, as is emergency funding for Ukraine.
We also must continue standing with our friends in Ukraine, now more than ever, as the counteroffensive against Putin's forces is in full swing. And we must stand with our fellow Americans in places like Hawaii, Florida, Vermont, and other regions battered by storms and fires and flooding.
President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy reached an agreement in June to extend the debt limit and included some spending limits that Republicans insisted on. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn said Majority Leader Schumer left too little time in the legislative session to reach an agreement on a government funding bill.
Well, if this isn't a game, I don't know what is. Planning for the failure of the appropriations process and trying to jam through a spending bill with 16 legislative days left. I suggest the Majority Leader look in the mirror for the identity of the person who has brought us to this point.
Hardliners in the Republican House caucus have put pressure on House Speaker Kevin McCarthy of California to hold out for more government spending cuts. But a government shutdown could close government offices and delay pay to members of the military, which could draw political blowback going into an election year. Senate Majority Leader Schumer said aside from funding the government, Senate Democrats plan to push for bills to lower prescription drugs, increase rail safety, and convene an artificial intelligence forum with tech leaders. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.